I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and are there a few lakes between Sioux Falls and Brookings that are is seeing fishing pressure, giving up some fish?
You know, down around Sioux Falls, we just haven't heard hardly anything recently. You know, just not a lot of activity down on those lakes, kind of good summer doldrums. Up by Madison, been pretty quiet up there, too, even though typically this time of year, Lake Madison starts to give up walleye to the bush trawlers over right in the middle of the lake and on that east end. That can be a pretty good pattern. Further to the north, I think things are definitely slowing down. Albert's been so hot. The last couple of reports I've gotten, you know, people have picked up one, two fish. I did hear of a limit that the folks spent all day trying to catch it. So I think that's starting to slow down. The oak woods are starting to quiet down. Even though the last report I heard, one guy on the East Lake, they picked up a walleye or two, but they had, I think they said they had 13, 14 nice perch in addition to that. So that might be coming on there. Whitewood, sounds like a few people are still catching some of those big walleyes. It's not quite as fast as it was earlier this year, but reports off of Sinai and the Highway 81 Lake, been pretty quiet out there. I mean, I can occasionally see a boat or two out on brush, but that's gotten pretty weedy. So you know, I think it's definitely gotten tougher. Hopefully a good perch bite will materialize on one of our lakes here, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, with most water temps around that 80 degrees, it might be a while before the perch, they might be a little later bite this year.
Yeah, that's quite possible. Oh, one other, we were over to Flander Dam. The catfish have been going pretty strong there, and at least the daytime bite there seems to have slowed down some. There wasn't a lot of activity. We picked up one small fish, but it wasn't that constant action of a week or two before.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls with the Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head down to Hamlin County, Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer with the Game, Fish, and Parks, and Ponset, Albert, and I suppose a little bit at Clear Lake at Thomas is probably your three main lakes.
Yep, definitely the three lakes to talk about this week. Ponset, you know, busy as normal. a lot of recreation boaters out, so it's kind of tough to gauge on how many fishermen are actually out there, but, you know, doing a few checks this week, you know, bite is as usual. A lot of smaller walleyes under 15 inch. Beginning to see some mixed bags of crappie and perch added in there now too, which is kind of nice to see. You know, but pretty far in between. So I mean, don't drive 100 miles to come down and fish it type deal. But if you want to catch some walleyes, it's a good place to go. We were over on Albert the other day, and the bite was really good that day. Saw plenty of a really nice fish. With the number of boats that's been in there, it's surprising to see how long that fishing is going to last out there. But, you know, talking to a few guys the day after that, they couldn't buy a bite out there. So definitely a very finicky bite, but if you hit it on the right day and the right time and the moon lines up, could be a really good afternoon for someone.
Hey, Dan, in between the points there at the very northeast end of the Hog's Back where the lake, kind of the rock line, angles over to the east, has there been any problems with boat damage or anything out of that area, to your knowledge?
Not this year. I mean, we're still sitting, you know, a foot and a half, 2 foot over full right now. So, I mean, there's quite a bit of water there. You know, I encourage everyone that does boat that lake, take it very cautious through that area.
Yes.
I know in the past guys have had boat problems there of hitting rocks, and when it's calm and you can see, you know, when it was clear last year, I know you could see down and see some of the boulders down there, and there are large rocks
yes.
there.
So, yes, they are.
always got to be careful when you're crossing there. And you know, the rest of the lake, you know, just it's kind of like every other lake you go to. Just use caution if you're not new to it. Pay attention to your electronics if you got them, and be safe out there.
It seems like Clear Lake by Thomas, maybe not as much pressure as what I've heard, but last year at this time, there was a pretty good shore bite going in the evening.
Yeah, it that bite last year, you know, when it took off and was crowded from shoulder to shoulder on that boat ramp area. Right now, we just haven't been seeing it. You know, I know of a few guys that have been trying it, and they're just basically, you know, locals that just want to get out and try some fishing and stay away from the crowds. So, talking to those guys, haven't seen a ton of fish coming out there. You know, just a handful here and there. So.
Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer out of Hamlin County. Thank you. Now we head up to Big Stone Lake, talking to Jenny at Schmidt's Landing there on the South Dakota side. And are the fishermen finding a lot more weeds on that southerly part of the lake now, Jenny?
Yes, they are. I've had reports that the north end now is getting pretty weed-free, but the southern part does have weeds. If you are in the middle of the lake, you can avoid some of those.
Are the weeds around the islands too, or haven't they mentioned that?
They haven't mentioned the islands particular, but yeah, going south, that's just what I've heard.
Well, up in your area, are they finding any walleyes or perch recently in the last few days?
Yes, they've been finding perch. It seems like they are starting to bite, and so we've been going through quite a few spikes for the perch fishermen. Walleye hasn't been as many, but I have heard of some large, a few. You know, I have had one person catch a 26-inch walleye, so some out there.
Any bass caught recently?
I haven't seen any for the past week. You know, in the last couple weeks, there has been some, but I haven't heard of, I guess a few of the silver bass yesterday, but
okay.
I haven't heard much of the largemouth.
And as far as boats around your area, are they anchoring in the middle of the lake and finding the perch?
You know, I heard maybe like a mile or two farther north of us, and
okay.
They are anchoring and finding some. Otherwise, if they're looking for the walleye, they're using the bottom bouncers with spinners and crawlers.
Well, Jenny up at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head up to the Webster offices, Game Fish and Parks biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and it looks like the commission meeting rendered an opinion on the REITs fishery, so maybe after all the red tape and paper sign, that may open up for a while this fall or late summer?
Yeah, that's the way it looks right now. The commission decided to go with the proposal the REITs family had brought forward. That's going to be similar to what we had on there before, the 1 over 28 on walleyes, and then there's going to be some regulations on perch. I think it's 1 over 14. Bluegills will be 1 over 10 inches, and crappies, I believe, is 1 over 15 inches. And then the black bass, the smallmouth bass, largemouth bass regulation will go away. It's going to become the statewide regulation. But, yeah, the commission passed that yesterday, but do not go fishing there until there's the agreement has to be signed by both the REITs family as well as Game Fish and Parks, and that hasn't happened yet. I'm assuming there will be a press release from the state when that happens, and that people will be notified that it's okay to go fishing there.
And maybe as a PR deal, which is a good deal, the monies paid for that access will go to a good cause?
Yeah, that's what they mentioned yesterday at the commission meeting, that the REITs family was going to donate that money to the Webster School District. So that's a good thing on their part.
Well, back to trying to catch fish. Is most of fishing pressure on bitter and wabe yet again?
Yeah, I would say that's where we're continuing to see most pressure. Wabe probably the better of the two. Wabe at times has been really good. Had some good reports of some nice fish coming out of there. Bitter's been more of a hit and miss one. Some days some anglers will do well, and a lot of others are still struggling. So, yeah, like you said, those are the two better ones. Opitz is probably another one that we're seeing probably a fair amount of pressure on. A lot of fish being caught up there, but very few of those fish are, making the 15-inch minimum length limit.
Are these rains been pretty frequent in the Webster area, Day County area, or is it still behind? And I think Brown County is probably one of the driest areas.
All right. It depends on where you're at in Day County. The northern part of Day County has definitely received a fair amount of rain. I believe that Eden area, they had 3 inches the other night and a couple inches the week before. So there's definitely, things are looking good up in that area as far as water levels, but other parts of the county, we're still losing water. It's still fairly dry. Crops look good between here and Watertown, or between Webster and Watertown. So I think we've had, timely rains at good points anyway. So hopefully those will continue and, the crops continue to do good.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Office of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Kyle Lansner. And as far as fishing around the Watertown or Florence area, what's been happening?
Close to town here. Pelican Lake is still producing a few fish. The walleye are still in that less than 15-inch range. Goose Lake, still getting some fish out there. Just depends on the day. We have marked the boat ramp there, so guys know at least where the ramp is. We haven't gotten the dock in yet, but that won't get put in, of course, until the water goes down. Compesca, not much is happening out there. When guys do catch fish, it's kind of a mixed bag. And then up on dry and grass, that's been kind of slow up in that area, so...
Is that dry?
Not too much going on.
Kyle, is Dry Lake, has that dropped probably even more? I don't know if they've had some of the rains we've had, but it's still got to be kind of tough to get a boat in there.
I guess I haven't checked the ramp lately.
Yeah.
I've just talked to some of the guys there. I haven't really heard too much about the water depth yet.
Mm-hmm. Anybody fishing Long Lake at all?
A few guys are fishing it. It's been, I know they've gotten a few out there. It's not been anything real fantastic or anything to write home about, but they are getting a few fish out there.
Does Blythe get any fishing pressure?
I haven't seen anybody out on Blythe yet this year.
Or Stank, north of Long Lake, anything?
I haven't seen anybody lately on that one. It's the last guys I've seen there were this spring, so...
As far as Lake Compesca, I think it's you can fish for a lot of things, but I think maybe walleyes might be your toughest bite out on that lake.
It's pretty tough. I'd say morning or nights are probably the best, and probably out in the middle pulling plugs is what guys are probably having the best luck on.
Well, Kyle Lansner, Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head out to the Whitlock Bay area, talking with Chuck Cross, Pro Guide. And Chuck, the fish, they seem to start out every year up in near the North Dakota border, work their way down to the Whitlock areas and then towards Pier. Where's some of the better walleye bites right now?
Yeah, they just got through with the Potter County Sportsman's Club fishing derby over the weekend, and it opened up a lot of eyeballs. Some pretty good weight, especially on day two. There was like three teams that had over 20 pounds for six fish, so that's better than a 3-pound average. And there was a 10-pounder brought to the scales for big fish, so some really nice fish being caught. And I believe most or quite a few of those are being caught on crankbaits, pulling plugs. So still pretty good activity going on. Fish bites pretty decent yet, all sizes of fish, all the way down as far as the mouth of the Cheyenne River. I've heard good stories down around the Bushes area and even south of Bushes around Gray Chicken, Charlie, No Heart, and all the way to the mouth of the Cheyenne River.
The last day you guided this week, where did you find the fish? How deep and what area?
Oh, we're still fishing pretty close. A lot of my clients are through Sutton Bay, so we don't get ventured out too far. And we're fishing between the bridge and Sutton Bay boat landing, you know, and it just depending on the wherever the wind will allow us to get into. We had quite a bit of wind over the weekend. And we started pulling crankbaits out in a little deeper water and catching a little bit nicer fish on an average, although yesterday my fish were quite a bit smaller, which tells me the little ones are starting to slide out in that 20-foot depth range. But we had some pretty nice fish last week up all the way as deep as 30-foot. Doing flicker shads, using snap weights and lead core. So you can get out a little deeper water and find a little bit bigger fish.
Different story this year, I hear, down below the dam at Pier, where the bite's pretty tough in the vicinity of the dam within a few miles.
Yeah, nobody really seems to know why that's happening that way. I know a lot of the Pier guys are all going up on Oahe. You know, a year ago they were fishing the West Bend area pretty heavy and down south of Pier a ways. But this year Oahe's been the go-to spot, and everybody's been pretty happy with it.
And not much for salmon yet that you've heard, or they're just not talking if they're catching?
Yeah, I haven't heard of anybody doing any good. I was down there Monday. I wasn't fishing. I had to run to Pier. There was a half a dozen boats fishing the same spots along around the intakes and then northwest of the intakes. And I think if they were catching them, there would have been a lot more boats. So there were just a few of the diehards out, and haven't really heard of any good salmon reports of any numbers of salmon being caught yet.
Chuck Krause, Pearl Guide of the Whitlock Bay Area, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.